Good morning, good morning, honorable members.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Recording in progress.
Good morning. There seems to be a problem. We were logged in and then we were all kicked out. So I'm just waiting for a quorum. Babawa, do we have a quorum?
Good morning, Chair. Yes, we do have a quorum.
Could we see which members are still struggling to log in? If we have a quorum, honorable members, good morning. I know we have a very long agenda today. A good morning to all of you and welcome back. Good morning, honorable deputy minister.
Morning,
thank you, honorable members, honorable whip and members. Good morning to General Satole and his team. Thank you very much to our national commissioner and all our deputy national commissioners and those who are present and going to do their presentations. Morning, national commissioner. Do we have General Satole?
Good morning, Chair. I'm connected and good morning to honorable members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, General. Honorable members, since we do have a quorum, we can start our meeting. Could we just observe a moment of silent prayer, please? Thank you. I'm going to ask Babawa to flight the agenda, after which I'll take the apologies. The agenda, we will have to adopt the BRRR reports. Then we'll do all the minutes. No? Babawa, can you just go down? Could I do the minutes first? Okay. Could I first do the minutes? I'll first do the minutes, then the BRRR reports. And then the minutes, the BRRR reports, and then the reports of the Human Rights Commission and the Commission for Gender Equity. And then we'll do the rest of our commitments. Honorable members, could we start with the apologies? Babawa, could you give me the apology? Oh, could I first have an adoption of the agenda?
Good morning, Chairperson. I move that the agenda be adopted.
Thank you, Honorable Moss. Do I have a seconder?
Good morning, Chair. Peacock here, I second.
Thank you, Honorable Peacock. Honorable members, we'll now look at the minutes of the Portfolio Committee of the 19th of November. It has been presented before you. I'll do the apologies. Let me just take this one and then I'll do the apologies. Honorable members, Honorable Whitfield is struggling to be allowed into the meeting. Could you be allowed in the meeting, please?
I'm in, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. You have the closing remarks, the resolutions. Could you go to the resolutions? Time constraints, members were requested to submit their questions in writing and be forwarded to the Minister's Office for response. Could I have a deadline for this coming week, please? This coming week, Wednesday, I would like all your responses. If I do not receive it by Wednesday, I'll consider that your questions have been sent. The committee will engage with the department on the annual crime statistics, which will happen next week. Anything else? Any further business? Could I have a proposal for the adoption of these minutes?
Chairperson.
Yes, I've noted Honorable Siabe.
Thanks, Chairperson. Before I move for the adoption, I just want to indicate that I want to suggest that we always attach the agenda to the minutes. I see the next set of minutes, there is an agenda. My apologies for jumping the gun, but I would suggest that we always attach the agenda to every set of minutes. Secondly, in the meeting, you remember, Chair, you announced that Honorable Sheikh Imam was involved in an accident, and you sent message of sympathies and well wishes. I would suggest that that be captured. I don't see it captured here. It just says there'll be apologies. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Wolf.
I move.
Honorable Wolf, before you move, I would like to agree to what you have recommended. You are absolutely correct that with each set of minutes, you must attach the agenda. Please, we must note Faku is no longer in the committee for our records, so that when the new minister member is appointed, that our records reflect likewise. You are correct, Honorable Siabe, that the messages of well wishes should be indicated in the minutes as well, because that gives an explanation why the member is not there. Ill health is something that we do consider. Honorable Siabe proposes adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable
Chairperson? Chairperson, I observed there at the attendance register, they saying Mr. Sheikh is with the EFF. Is that right? Is that the right thing? Is that correct?
Of course, it's not correct. Could that be corrected, please? Could we please scrutinize the minutes carefully? The colleagues, we do go through quite a series of documents to prepare for the meetings, but Babawa, you are responsible for minutes. Could you please be extremely accurate when you do the minutes? We cannot have silly mistakes like this. Were those amendments, could we have a seconder?
Chairperson, was that correct? For that correction, I adopt, I propose that the minutes must be adopted.
Honorable Siabe proposes, Honorable Moss seconds. Could we have the next set of minutes? I think after the next set of minutes, I can do the apologies. Honorable Whitfield is here now. Molekwa was struggling to get in. She's also in. Who is still struggling to get in before I take the apologies?
Honorable Patrain.
Is she in? Honorable Patrain is still struggling to get in. Could we allow Honorable Patrain or a sister before I do the apologies? Or else
she's in. I think she's in now.
She's in now. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. We are busy with the 24th of November. Do we have everything recorded correctly? Apologies. Were those the only apologies? You can scroll down. Please don't go that fast. It shows that we cannot just approve, that we have to look at the names and what you have put there. Staff, if you do not record the minutes accurately, especially when it comes to political parties and names of members, it is a serious indictment and embarrassment on us. You can move down. Next page. Honorable members, there were a number of resolutions. If you go through those resolutions correctly, we do follow up each and every resolution. So if your resolution is not presented in, could we go to the resolutions, please? We are with the deliberations. Could I have the resolutions? Honorable members, if your resolutions do not appear under these matters, I would like you to please correct it, since we follow up all the resolutions. The chairperson urged the members to submit detailed inputs on the bills within a period of 2 weeks before the parliament rises. You have until next week, Wednesday, to please submit your inputs. Could you send those inputs to me so that I can ensure that they are attended to? Please do not send it directly to the civilian secretariat. You send it directly to the police and then you complain that you have not received responses. Those responses and resolutions, could SAPS please note those decisions we have taken, and could SAPS please respond to that? Are we in agreement? Are
yes,
we in agreement?
Yes, we are, Chair.
Yes, do you have any other resolutions you'd like to include? Could you please indicate if you have any further resolutions?
Chairperson.
Yes. Honorable Shembeni.
Yeah, I just want to find out how long is it going to take SARS to respond to these resolutions that we've taken.
Honorable Shembeni, next, before we close for the business of this year, we go through all those resolutions and we look at what SAPS has responded to and what we have not responded to. So before we close, that is why I'm saying to you, I have until next week, Wednesday, SAPS, you have until next week, Wednesday. The following few days over the weekend, we are going to work overnight to ensure I'm not taking these resolutions to next year. The staff, could you note that, please? Dr. Chair Bauer.
Thank you, Chair. SAPS has sent us correspondence around Advocate Tefo. I think the National Commission has sent a letter indicating the circumstances, and that was already sent to the committee. Thanks.
Sorry, my apologies, Doc. Mr. Shembeni, Honorable Shembeni did not speak about a specific member. He spoke to all the resolutions. So could we go through our resolutions and ensure that we have received responses?
We'll do that, members, Chief. Thank you.
Members, could you also indicate to the staff, or to Dr. Kinnis, if there are any resolutions that you have not adequately addressed, so that we could contact SAPS and ensure that you receive your responses. But the one on Advocate T4, we've been following very carefully, and we have received communication from SAPS, and we've sent that to the members. Now that our honorable members, could you propose adoption of the agenda of this minutes, please? Do I have a proposal for adoption? Honorable Molefa Abuz, Honorable Peacock seconds. Thank you very much. That takes care of the minutes. My apologies.
Chairperson.
I think the chairperson is be cutting out.
I think the chairperson
is my network unstable?
Yes, Chair.
Oh, my apologies. Honorable Siabi.
Thank you, Chair. As a follow-up to what you said, Chair, I want to propose that maybe you guide us through your management committee or whatever, that we have matters arising in every meeting following the adoption of our resolutions, so that we don't pile resolutions without follow up and look them at the end of the financial year. So every meeting, the honorables will be briefed if we have matters arising and give progress on those resolutions that were taken in the previous meeting. But we'll be guided by your office chair. Thanks very much. That's my proposal.
All the proposals which you have made will be duly recorded, Honorable Whip, and it will be corrected in the future. Babawa, could you please include on the agenda the matters arising and the responses to the resolutions would then be monitored. Now that you've had an opportunity to log in, could we have the apologies, please, Babawa?
Good morning, Chairperson. I received 4 apologies from the Minister, from Dr. Groenewald, Honorable Sheikh Imam, and Rev Meshwa. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Babawa. Honorable members, Dr. Groenewald has also been, he was also off ill. He has had an operation. So we also, on behalf of the members, I would like to wish Dr. Groenewald a speedy recovery. He has had a hip replacement operation and he is back at home. He will only be joining us on the 24th of January 2022. Could it be noted that the committee wishes him a speedy recovery, please? Honourable members, the minister is on a state visit with the president. We can accept his apologies. The deputy minister is here. We do have a standard apology from Honorable Sheikh Imam. We understand his situation. And as soon as he's better, we'll have Honorable Sheikh Imam back in the meeting. Could we adopt those apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Mokwa, move for the adoption of the apology as presented.
Thank you, Honorable Molekwa. Any further seconder?
Thank you, Chair. Patrone, second.
Honorable Patrone, seconds. Remember, when you adopt the apologies, you accept the reasons why they are not here. So, honorable members, if you are not here, kindly indicate the reasons why you are not here. That takes us to the next business of today. Honorable members, we have those outstanding reports from the Human Rights Commission and the Commission for Gender Equity. I now request that we deal with the first report. The first report will be on the National Investigative Hearing into the Status of Mental Health Care in South Africa. The report was conducted by the South African Human Rights Commission. As the WIP has said, the follow-up on outstanding matters really, really needs quite a bit of work. This report was adopted in the House in 2017 and referred to the committee in 2019. There's no excuse for us looking at a report, the investigation which was conducted in 2017. It was tabled in Parliament in 2019 and referred to the Police Portfolio Committee for consideration. Effectively, it has taken us 4 years to get where we are, and a number of the matters are now overtaken by events. I find this extremely unacceptable, but honorable members, I do take responsibility for this and apologize to you for us not attending to these reports earlier. Honorable members, could I have the committee secretary, could you flight us that report, please? Before I ask the, do you have a copy of the report, or could I ask the department to do their presentation? Honorable members, did you all receive a copy of the report?
Yes,
I did receive the copy.
The copies were sent to you. Honorable Deputy Minister, I now hand over to you to introduce the report and the presentation from SEPS.
Thanks very much, Chair, and good morning to you and members of the committee. Good morning to the National Commissioner and the team from SEPS. We are here to give a report on our response to issues that or to questions that were raised. And if you may allow, Chair, I'll request that we allow the National Commissioner and the team to lead in the presentation. Over to you, National Commissioner, through you, Chair.
Thank you, DM, National Commissioner.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Deputy Minister, Honorable Members and our colleagues. Chair, just briefly, in attendance, we've got Deputy National Commissioners and then the relevant divisional commissioners, and as well as sections that are related to the subject which is under presentation at the moment. Chair, our presentation today is going to be led by Lieutenant General Mutlala and together with his team. With your permission, Chair, I can give him the floor to continue.
You may continue. Thank you, National Commissioner and DM.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, and Honorable Deputy Minister, National Commissioner, and all protocol observed. The presentation will be presented by Major General Mathonsi, and it will cover the report on the National Investigative Hearing into the status of mental health care in South Africa, and then also covering the safety and security measures in schools for children with disabilities. Major General Mathonsi.
Thank you very much, General. The Honorable Chair and the members of the committee, the Deputy Minister, Mr. Matale, our National Commissioner, the Deputy National Commissioners and all senior officers present, and all protocols observed. Good morning, Chair. I'm Major General Mathonsi from SAPS Head Office Division Visible Policing. I will take the committee through the report. The report is going to respond to the questions relating to the two issues that are flagged on the slide. First part is the Mental Health Care Act, all the questions around that, as well as the special schools. If we can move to the second slide. The purpose for this presentation is obviously to brief the committee in terms of our response to all the questions that were raised. I must indicate upfront that the questions that we have came from the report that was compiled by Human Rights Commission, but the question came through the Commission for Gender Equality. So through this report, we are responding to all those questions. So these are the list of the questions, but I'm not going to go through question by question on this slide, Chair, because I will cover question one by one with the answer in the next slide. So if we can move to slide 7 or 8, I think it's 8, then I will start explaining from there. Yes, thank you. So this is our response. This is the first question that I want to start with, Chair. The first question was, does the SAPS have in place any training programs that specifically aim to assist its staff in managing cases that involve mental health care users? And then obviously that question also wanted us to explain as to whether our training is in line with the standards set by the UN, as well as aligned with the Mental Health Care Act as well. So we do have, our answer is yes, we do have the vulnerable group learning program that we have had since 2020. So this is one of our key training program that we utilize to empower our members. And this act is fully aligned with the UN convention, as well as the act. It's fully aligned. This training is also presented in twofold. We present it as part of the basic training for those members who are coming into the organization, but it's also presented as part of an in-service training for those who are already within the organization. Like all other programs, we adopt that similar approach. If there are any changes, whether it's a new instruction, a new policy, or new legislation. Let's move to the next one. Just to expand or still on question one, was to indicate that over and above the act that we have in terms of the Mental Health Care Act, we also have what we call the standing orders. We have standing order 291. The standing orders are designed to simplify the legislation. So they serve as a guideline internally for the members. They will provide the members the step-by-step guide in terms of how should they comply with the act or with the legislation. So in this case, we have Standing Order General 291, which provide the guideline to the members. But beyond that, as a result of the act, we've also drafted a new national instruction because of some of the changes, and also to make sure that we can streamline the process. But the national instruction, as I said, like the standing orders, it is a guide. It doesn't supersede the act. The act will still remain the main document that guide us in terms of how we deal with the with this group of patients. So we conduct capacity building sessions where we target the commanders, the station commanders, the frontline service members, which will be the first responders, as well as the relief commanders. We also train or capacitate social crime prevention members who are full-time on the community, empowering the community. We also empower visible policing commanders across all levels. So as part of answering to this question, we are saying, yes, we have a learning program. We also train members both inside the organization as well those that are coming into the system. We can move to the next slide. These are the numbers of the members that we train per each province. Chair, I will not going to go through numbers, but in total, we have about 560. And the reason why the number is 560 is because we focus specifically on the commanders or the supervisors at different levels. But the members, as they come through the college, they will get the training as well as in-service training through other training programs. But in the main, the focus on this one was to empower the commanders at different levels so that they can be able to guide the members when they receive the mental health care users into the organization. Let's move to the next one. Still on question one as well, we're saying in order to ensure that members are knowledgeable, as I said, we also provide the documentation, which basically means that for each and every station, we make sure that the act is kept at the front office, which is the community CSC. We also make sure that the standing orders are also kept in the CSC for members to refer. And we also make sure that there are specific forms, which I'm not going to go through them one by one, but there are specific forms for each and every incident that are utilized to make sure that there is an accountability for the patient when it's moved from one member to another, from one sector to another sector. Like for instance, if a person is taken from the scene by the police and there are no health professional or there is no facility, at the stage when that person is handed over to the health facility, there's a specific form that must be completed. And the reason for that is to make sure that the patient is protected, but also there's an accountability as who had the patient at a particular time. So I think the next slide will just list the forms. If we can go through, I think we'll jump the forms. These are just standard forms that are utilized and they are prescribed by the Act, these forms that are utilized. Let's move to the next one. So we move now to question B, which talks about the statistics. The question was around whether we have information or stats in relation to the cases dealt by the police that involve the mental health care users over the last 10 financial years, commencing from 2007-08. The straight answer, Chair, is that no, we don't have those stats.
My apologies. Honourable members, could you all ensure that your mics are muted? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The question was around whether we have the stats. Honourable Chair, the answer is that we don't have stats. I think I must say at this point that the mental health care users are the clients for the Department of Health. They are not necessarily clients for the police. However, the police do get called into the scene or into different environments to go and assist. And the police are obliged to assist in terms of the act. But what is crucial is that once the police have intervened, it's important that the health facilities are available, but also the ambulance or an appropriate vehicle is available to make sure that a person is transported. So we don't have stats where we record them. What we'll do is that we will make an entry in our occurrence book in the front office or the CSC to indicate that this is the incident that happened, but we don't have the information kept on the system. And to address that beyond that, we then improved our forms to make sure that we are able to capture this information going forward. So we're hoping that going forward, we'll be able to generate this kind of stats so that we are able to demonstrate the number of mental health care users who came through the system, which involved the police, as well as how they were handled from the start to finish. But at this stage, we do not have stats that will demonstrate as to how many we handled with. To get that stats, we will need to physically check our registers station by station, the OP entries, to be able to determine as to who came through the system. If you can move to the next one. As part of question B, we're saying that the process to improve the forms that we utilize was finalized, and the forms are now on intranet for the members to utilize across the organization. I think this slide is just stressing what I was just explaining. But over and above, Chair, was that we're also improving the stats broadly for all the vulnerable groups, because we do get a lot of other questions and queries about other areas as well of vulnerable groups. So we broadly develop these forms to make sure that we can capture the entire information also involving other categories of victims. We can move to the next one. And then question C was about how does the SAPS monitor the effectiveness of its policies that aim to assist the mental health care users?
General Matonsi, we have lost you.
Thank you, DM. I thought it's my problem. We have lost you.
Honourable Chair?
Yes, we can hear you now again.
Recording in progress.
Honourable Chair, my apology. I think I lost connection for a minute or so.
Yes. Welcome. I'm happy it's on your side. I thought I had a problem. You may continue.
It was on my side. My apology, Chair.
Apologies so on to this the members. You may continue.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on this question, question C was about how we monitor the effectiveness of the policies. So before I lost connection, I was saying that we do compliance assessments on annual basis, where we randomly picked up a number of stations that we're going to visit and check compliance. So these are the list of stations that we did in 2019-20 per each province. Normally we'll do about 30 to 36 stations, depending on the reports from the previous year or the AG findings from the previous year, as well as if there are specific complaints that we picked up from the community, then we'll prioritize those stations. But over and above that, we also have an inspectorate division that also covers a wider number of stations to check the compliance. So all that combined will provide us a picture in terms of where do we need to focus on in terms of checking the compliance. So this was 2019-20. If we can move to the next one, I think it will show us the following year, which is 2021. These are the number of stations, or these are the list of stations that we covered during that particular year. If we move to the next one. In terms of the current financial year, those are the stations that we have done to check the compliance. So I think our response basically to this question was to say we constantly conduct compliance visits to stations to check. Obviously, we're not able to reach each and every station every year, but we pick up those stations that we suspect that there are challenges or where there are complaints where we need to go and check. Let's move to the next slide. In terms of the next question, let me also stress there that some of the questions were overlapping. So you'll find that in one slide, we try to answer two questions at the same time. So I just want to sensitize the members there so that if they see those. So here we are answering both question E and F. E was saying, what in your view are key challenges confronting S? These challenges. So these are the key challenge from our side, but maybe as a background.
I think we have a problem with network. General Matonsi, can you please, could someone assist him to connect to a more stable network? National Commissioner? Could you just send a message that there's a problem, please?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. We apologize for this. But General Mosala, Chair, I will also suggest that if General Matonsi goes on a breakdown, he can be able to proceed with the presentation. But we are working on it. Thank you, Chair.
General Matonsi, should we let General Mosala continue? DM, we just let General Mosala continue?
Yes, let's allow General Mosala to come in.
General Mosala, you can continue.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, we on slide number 19, the question was, what in your view are key challenges confronting SAPS when engaging with mental health care users? And also, what are your proposed recommendations to address the challenges? The key challenge number one, Honorable Chairperson, is accessing paramedics, ambulances, and restraining a mental health care user in the absence of sedatives and tranquilizers by the SAPS members. And then the recommendation that we're making there is that the initial intervention to enable the Department of Health to enforce uniform standards nationwide. And the second challenge is early identification and referral of mental care users. And the recommendation that we have made is that psychiatrists and other professional mental health care workers are trained, and SAPS core functions do not accommodate these skills. Then the next challenge, Honorable Chairperson, is lack of bed accommodation at healthcare at health institutions, which result in mental health care users being detained at police stations. And I must also upfront, Honorable Chairperson and members, indicate that our facilities do not accommodate for the detention of the mental health care users. And then the recommendation that we are making is that the Department of Health should ensure the availability of facilities in all areas to eliminate the risk associated with detention. We can go to the next slide, slide number 20, Honorable Chairperson. The question there was dealing with the what are the costs associated with the delivery of resources to support mental care users? And also the next question was also, in your view, what key priority areas require the allocation of more resources in order to adequately accommodate the varied needs of mental care users by the SAPS? And our response was that the process of enhancing the forms has been finalized and forms uploaded on the SAPS intranet for utilization by all SAPS members. Once the data regarding persons with disabilities can be captured on the information system, this can be used for monitoring purposes in terms of people with who have been through the SAPS system, which is both victims and perpetrators. We can go to the next slide. The question was what steps the SAPS has taken to ensure early identification and referral.
My apologies for interrupting. Honorable Majosi is still struggling. Could someone send her the link, please? Honorable Majosi is still, could you contact her directly?
He will do so, Chief.
My apologies, you may continue.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. The next question was, what steps have the SAPS taken to ensure early identification and referral of mental care healthcare users in terms of Section 40 of the Mental Health Care Act of 2002? And then our response there is that the SAPS does not have the skill of early identification of mental health care users. More often, SAPS is called out to assist in transportation to the established facilities. Generic observation is used by the SAPS or the observation by the member who is bringing in the mental health care user to the police station. This is the skill that the psychiatrist and other professional mental health care workers are trained for. The SAPS does not have the competency in this field, but will be expected to play a role of referring to such professionals. We can go to the next slide. Next slide, Honorable Chairperson, was dealing with, has SAPS developed guidelines for the implementation of Section 40 of the Mental Health Care Act? If no, why not? If yes, what have been barriers to implementation of these guidelines? We are indicating on this one, Honorable Chairperson, that during 2019, the SAPS has embarked on the review of the Standing Order General 291, on Mental Health Care Act to upgrade it to the National Instruction on the Mental Health Care Act of 2002. The final inputs, Honorable Chairperson, has been consolidated from both provincial provinces and also divisions. The draft National Instruction is currently with the Division Legal and Policy Services for legal opinion and consolidation of all the inputs. The SAPS guidelines for policing of persons with disabilities was developed and approved on the 23rd of August 2019 and was distributed to all provinces and divisions for implementation. Next slide. The next slide, Honorable Chairperson, is still the continuation of the response to the previous question, is that we also have an integrated action plan for provision of policing services for people with disabilities that was developed and approved on the 16th of September 2019. The plan directs that all divisions, provinces, components, to enable availability of statistics, sign language interpreters, and also access to our buildings and facilities. The cost regarding services to the mental healthcare users are included in the SAPS operational budget and cannot be disaggregated. And then extensive consultation was conducted during the development of the integrated action plan and policing guidelines, which we did also from national to the local level. We can go to the next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson, the question was relating to whether has the SAPS trained its employees to assess whether a person is a danger to himself or herself or others due to mental condition or intellectual disability. If so, what training has been undertaken and by which members of the SAPS? Then our response, Honorable Chairperson, is that members of the SAPS are not trained in assessing the mental condition of a disabled person. This does not fall within SAPS competency, but as we have indicated also in our previous slides, to indicate that we have also a learning program that we are also focusing on the commanders and also members of the SAPS during their training for in-service training, and that SAPS members are often called out to the place where mental health care users are reported by either the family member or the concerned community. This field of accessing will fall within the field of psychiatric competence as they are trained to assess whether a person is a danger to himself or herself or others.
My apologies, please do not read every word. This report should have been presented a long time ago. We've been overtaken by events, so please do not read every word.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. The second question, Honorable Chairperson, the following question was to deal with the collaboration of the SAPS with all the role players. Honorable Chairperson, we have indicated on this next slide all the government departments that have been, which we are collaborating with, on also civil society. We can go to the next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson, whether is there any other information of relevance to SAPS engagements with mental health care users? We have indicated also on this one, Honorable Chairperson, that we have a memorandum of agreement with mental health care, Cape Mental Health Care Organization. The aim of the agreement is actually to institutionalize the addressing of sexual assault victim empowerment model, which is currently effectively only in the Western Cape province. So we want to standardize and ensure that we roll it out to all the other provinces, Honorable Chairperson and members. We can go to the next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson, it was dealing with the status of the SAPS investigation into the Gauteng Mental Health Care Marathon Project. On this one, Honorable Chairperson, the response that we provided is that the matter has been dealt with by the Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions for decision, and then the matter is currently before the North Gauteng High Court. We can go to the next slide, Honorable Chairperson. And the one on the next slide, Honorable Chairperson, is dealing with the life SED many issue. We have indicated also here that there is 32 inquest dockets and 43 inquiry files, which are currently being dealt with before the North Gauteng High Court. We can proceed to the next slide, Honorable Chairperson. The next slide, Honorable Chairperson, is dealing with the safety and security measures in schools for children with disabilities. And the background there is just a detail, because here, Honorable Chairperson, we as South African Police Service, we have a protocol with the Department of Basic Education to ensure that we support Department of Basic Education in case where there are we have to deal with issues of prevention of crime and violence in schools, and that there was a protocol that was signed between the two ministers of police and basic education, which was in April 2011. We can go to the next slide, Honorable Chairperson. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson, it just details that the protocol, what the protocol actually entails. One of the things that we do as we do education and awareness in all the schools, we go through that. We firstly, as the South African Police Service, have to request permission to actually access those premises to ensure that we don't also interfere with the learning process that is taking place in those schools. Next slide, Honorable Chairperson. On the next slide, we have identified the special schools for 2020-2021 in KZN, in Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and Western Cape. But I must also indicate that also during this period, Honorable Chairperson, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we were not able to access some of these special schools, but we are in the process of ensuring that, because our target was actually per annum to ensure that we target about 1,300 schools, but due to the restrictions of the COVID-19, sometimes we are not able to actually get permission from the Department of Basic Education to access those schools. We can go to the next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson, it was about the feedback on shelters. Our response there is that no recommendation was made for the South African Police Service on this matter. This is our presentation. Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, and Honorable Deputy Minister, thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you to the National Commissioner and his team. Thank you to the Deputy Minister for assisting and introducing the presentation. Honorable Members, I'll deal with these presentations in the following way. The first one, let me move from the bottom up. As we saw in the last slide, that the investigation report on the Commission for Gender Equality in the State of Shelters in South Africa has no real findings for SAPS. The committee can commend SAPS for their support role to shelters. There are no recommendations for SAPS, except that the Department of Social Development will convene a meeting with the HODs. Honorable Members, what I'm going to do now is take resolutions and not discussions. So I'm presenting from, I just did item the investigation report number 3, the one of the Commission for Gender, for the Commission for Gender Equality. That slide said very carefully that there's no findings for SAPS and that the support role, ours is just a support role, a Department of Social Development must convene a meeting for HODs. So our discussion will be formed in the form of resolutions. So report 3, I'm proposing that be the resolution. Honorable Members, I'm not discussing, I'm looking for resolutions. Would you like to add to that resolution? Report number 3 is the easiest. There were no findings. Do I have someone to adopt the resolution, or else we'll move and I'll give you an opportunity to change the resolution? Should I read the proposed resolution again? Do I have an adopter, Honorable Moss?
That's already for us, Chair.
Must I read it again?
Yes, please.
All right. The resolution would read that the investigation report on the Commission for Gender Equality State of Shelters in South Africa, Republic of South Africa, has no real findings for SAPS. The committee recommends, the committee commends SAPS for their support role to shelters. There are no recommendations for SAPS, except that the Department of Social Development will convene a meeting with the HODs. Do you have any problems with that resolution?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Siabi?
I think we don't necessarily have a problem. Would support that, but one would add that I'm not sure whether there is a list of shelters, whether SAPS has a list of shelters across the country, and whether these shelters accessible are known by their local police stations. If that is not the case, I would recommend further, in addition to that, that list be made available, and all the local police stations have access to that list, so that when issues arise, the local police station are able to assist. Thank you, Chair.
We have a resolution too. The committee, listen carefully now, Honorable Whoop, if I have captured you correctly. The committee recommends that the SAP should provide a detailed list of all shelters countrywide and indicate whether these lists are available at all police stations. Have I captured you, Honorable Siabi?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you very much.
What is the second resolution? It was Honorable de Blanche and then Honorable Moss.
Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, I am really at the moment, at a bit of a loss. Reason being, I've got many questions that I want to ask and, to get clarity, and I am not really on the same page as the committee at the moment. I want to get clarity about certain things, Chairperson, and I'm just wondering whether we are going to be given that opportunity. Thank you.
Honorable de Blanche, I'll give you an opportunity now.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, first of all, I want to thank the police, the deputy minister, and everybody for the presentation. I think this is very much overdue already. Chairperson, I have a few concerns, and I just want to mention that. At the moment, it's quite clear that this is not really very well sorted at the moment. We have only 560 people trained at the moment, and they are mainly the manager.
My apologies, General de Blanche. Dr. Kinnis, can you capture General de Blanche's questions in a resolution, in the form of what the SAPS has to do for us? General, you can give your inputs and we'll capture it in the form of a resolution. You may continue.
Thank you, Chairperson. As I said, obviously the frontline people, the people out on the streets, the patrollers, people like that, they are the people getting in contact with this cases of, let's say, people that are a danger to themselves and obviously to the public. And, we don't have a lot of people trained. We don't have specific, it's something that still needs to be done. The training will be done. It's futuristic sort of nature. We don't have the police. The police do not have statistics. They admit it itself. They don't have statistics. So how many cases have they dealt with? They just don't know. They are going to visit police stations, and that is obviously necessary. My question is, what are they checking during their visits? They don't have facilities, apparently, that is equipped to keep these people for a certain period. I agree that it's not a police responsibility, but yet the police is responsible to keep, you know, the community safe, and that is where the police are being called upon. Obviously, when they, yes, they are not psychiatrists and things like that, but the police, you know, a normal person can assess whether anybody is a danger to other people. That is just, you know, based on a normal person. Normal, other people like the blind and the deaf and, you know, people like them, they are not a danger to the community and themselves.
Honorable Tablanche, can you keep that one when we discuss the report on the Human Rights Commission? Can we just finish the one on the shelters now?
Chairperson, okay, let's focus on the shelters. The police themselves admitted that they don't know anything about the shelters. They didn't give any input, so what are we going to discuss? I think that the police has got a lot of homework to do still, you know, because we are kind of, you know, waffle around here, you know, that we intend doing X, Y, Z. I am concerned, Chairperson, really. As I said in the beginning, I'm at a loss, and I'll deal with my other concerns then a bit later. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Honorable Tablanche, that is why we can amend the and add your proposal. What I had said initially is that there was no there were no recommendations for SAPS. But now, Dr. Kinnis, we need to add that the committee recommends that further work needs to be done on this matter, and that the report has to be given to the committee. Dr. Kinnis, have you formulated a resolution for General Tablanche?
Honorable Chair, yes. Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, it builds on what Honorable Sihabe has proposed. So it will read that the committee recommends that the SAPS, together with the Commission for Gender Equality, researches the number of shelters in South Africa and make that list available to all police stations in all provinces. Thank you very much, Chair.
Agreed. That's our second recommendation. Honorable Tablanche, would you be happy with that second recommendation?
Chairperson, yes, I'm happy with that. If I can just say one thing still, just, you know, just a thought. I really think that the committee, Chairperson, also have a responsibility. I think we need to, you know, acquaint ourselves of the circumstances, and I would recommend that the committee must also at some stage, somewhere, go on an oversight visit to some of these, in, you know, facilities and to some police stations to see exactly what is being done at the moment. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Tablanche. We'll capture that in our program for the first quarter when we do our oversight visit. Honorable Moss, you have your hand up.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't know how to put it in a resolution, but I think that the police, who have a MOU with the health, mental health care, maybe institutions or whatever, maybe they must have an awareness day, a mental health awareness day with these institutions for the people of South Africa, where people are there. Many challenges on this. I feel so emotional, if I can say I feel emotional. 2 weeks back, Chairperson, sorry, I don't want to waste the time. On the 19th of November, 2021, I went to Sadana Police Station. They are not trained. They don't know even how to deal with this kind of people who are mentally disturbed. Even the health department, they don't know how to deal with this issue. Then I went to the court in Frederick, and they give me a copy of the act, where the act of 2002 explained what must the police assisting me with, because I have a child of my sister who are mentally disturbed. I must say honestly, with all respect, the police stations of Saldanha
police front workers, they don't know how about this act, and they don't know how to deal with this kind of persons or people who are mentally disturbed. That's the only thing I want to say, but really we must have awareness day on this issue of this act.
The recommendation, as I've listened to Honorable Moss, is that the committee recommends that the SAP should increase its training initiatives on its training initiatives and awareness program on victim empowerment. Could we add to that we adapted to cater for special circumstances as Honorable Moss has proposed? And maybe I would also like to propose that we look at the lockdown, COVID-19, and the increase we saw in cases of domestic violence and sexual abuses. Honorable Moss, would you be happy with that recommendation?
Yeah, Chairperson. And I want also maybe to recommend maybe Chairperson that they must come to put, they must put Saldanha Bay Police Station on the list for the next visits when they come maybe to the new financial book here or whatever, Chairperson. And not even Saldanha alone, the West Coast Chairperson. You know, they don't only talk about the cities where these institutions are, but they don't talk about the rural areas, police stations, where they go deep in the rural areas and go to business areas. Thank you, MLC.
Dr. Kinnis, can you capture that there where I said special circumstances, that we include rural areas and that West Coast in particular, as requested by Honorable Moss? The state of shelters?
We'll do that. Thanks,
the state of shelters in rural areas. Remember we said cater for special circumstances. Particularly rural areas in general, and the West Coast in particular. Would you be happy with that, Honorable Moss? Honorable Moss?
Yes, I'm happy with that, Chairperson, and particularly that one that you raised about the COVID-19. That one is very important because they said they can't take people with mentally disturbed to hospital.
All right, we captured with that recommendation. Honorable Molekwa, do you have a recommendation?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Let me start by appreciating the presentation as presented, and also appreciate that all the questions that were posed to us were responded to as per the presentation. Chairperson, I have two recommendations that SAPS should provide a progress report on the enhancement processes of the docket and form used for victims and other information in order to address systematic issues impacting on assessing services, monitoring, and reasonable accommodation for victims and offenders with disabilities, including MHCUs. And second to that, Chairperson, I also want to recommend to staff that they should at least increase its combined compliance assurance visit to assess the effectiveness of its policies that aim to assist the MHCUs, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Molekwa. I would propose, Dr. Kinnis, that we put that recommendation of Honorable Molekwa, that we hold it for when we look at the hearing into the status of mental health care by the Human Rights Commission, because the mandate here of SAPS is not really to do with mentally disturbed. They should support the Department of Health. So can you just hold on, Dr. Kinnis, and then when I come to the next report, that you propose that recommendation. Honorable members, I see no further hands. Could we move for the adoption of those recommendations as is now? Honorable Shembeni, do you still have a recommendation?
Chairperson, It was not actually a recommendation. It's just that we were not supposed to ask questions. Because
Honorable
listening Shimbeni, to...
Honorable Shimbeni, you can ask your question. Yes. I allow Sir Blanche to ask questions.
Okay, yeah, looking at this report, I was checking because I don't see where the police are covered or protected in terms of an incident whereby they are involved in a shooting of a mentally challenged or a mentally disturbed person, but only to find out that they were not aware. It's just that they were found in such a situation, and then they happened to shoot and kill or shoot and injure. How are these police protected? That's where I wanted to quickly find out. And then I don't want to go deeply, as my Honorable Tara Blanche said, with the training of the police officers based on these issues, attending to mentally challenged people. I think that we have got a big problem there. Something must be done thoroughly. At the present moment, we don't have the enough members. You'll find out maybe in a police station, they might have four or five. And then that four or five, when you go to the rack of the station, you find that those people are no longer there. They've been transferred, promoted, and some other things have happened. So how do we deal with that? How do we make sure that each and every police station is covered on that issue? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Shimbeni. I'll capture your input around SAP should increase its training initiatives, which we had already formulated in a recommendation. The rest of your input, can the staff please formulate it in a recommendation when we deal with the investigative hearing on the status of mental health care in society? All right, could we now move for adoption of this? Honorable members, this report had no recommendations for SAPS. So could you take your recommendations to the next report, please? Honorable Tablanche?
Chairperson, thank you. I just want to ask a question, as you know, that is directed to you. You know, if we move on now, I just want to make sure that relevant questions that we ask there and information that is obviously that should form part of this report, will that still then be added to this one? Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Tablanche. The staff are capturing our recommendations. But that is in that is not a recommendation, that is a request. Honorable Moss, do we have approval for those recommendations?
No, Chairperson, I have a question.
Honorable Moss, I said I'm no longer taking questions.
Okay.
Could I adopt the report with the recommendations, please? It said no recommendations for SAPS, but I've allowed you to add recommendations. Could I have proposal of the report, adoption of the report with the recommendations?
Chair Peacock.
Peacock proposes adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Linda Moss seconds. Person.
Linda Moss seconds. Could we now go to the next report I'm discussing now is the investigative hearing on the status of mental health care in South Africa. Are we all on that? Are we on the same page? Investigative hearing, South African Human Rights Commission on the status of mental care in South Africa. Are we together?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Wolf. I'll take your recommendations now. Honorable members, do we have recommendations for this? Honorable De Blanche?
Chairperson, thank you. Sorry, once again, as I said, I'm still a bit at a loss, you know, how are we dealing with this? But my recommendations, obviously, Chairperson, I think there is a huge need that, you know, the police and obviously relevant departments, that they should maybe have a workshop and that they should, you know, determine how this is going to be taken forward. Because at the moment, you know, my take on this is that not a lot is happening in the police environment about this issue that is very important. And as I said earlier, Chairperson, you know, there is a responsibility on the police to protect the public and obviously also affected persons, you know, against themselves. The police's responsibility is to take this threat out of the community. And, you know, obviously for a certain period of time, they are not health professionals. People should be detained. That is not very a good, you know, sort of a rule, but they should be detained until such time that they are certified by doctors that they should be referred to suitable mental health facilities. I think that is important. So the police need proper training. They need to have, you know, in certain areas, they need facilities that is suitable to cater for people like this until such time that people can be referred to proper facilities. Chairperson, I think we have a huge training problem in the police, a backlog. People need to be trained. And, you know, we cannot just say, I'm very concerned about the non-availability of statistics. And obviously these incidences like these are happening on a regular basis. So if you don't have information, I listened very carefully, and I heard that they made entries in the occurrence books, but then they have information. And, you know, obviously a lot of documentation must also be completed in instances like that. Now, my question is this only a lack? Is it something that the police didn't pay attention to? And how are we going to take it forward, Chairperson? We cannot just leave it, you know, like this. Even at schools, I would be very interested to hear exactly what do the police have in place. Apparently, they have only signed, I hope if my memory, you know, serves me well, they only have a signed, you know, memorandum of understanding. I don't think that is exactly what the legislator had in mind. We need to make sure that there's something proper in place. Chairperson, we are talking about vulnerable children at school. We cannot just leave it at that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Dr. Kinnis, have you captured Honorable De Blanche's recommendations? Yes, he's speaking about a report with explanations and information. Could we capture Honorable De Blanche's recommendations that there be a number of trainees, that the training that is received by SAPS, please capture those in the recommendations. You see, Honorable De Blanche, I'm no longer taking inputs. I'm turning all your inputs into recommendations. It will go to Parliament in the form of recommendations, which has to then be adhered to by SAPS. We're no longer making long speeches. We're turning them into recommendations. Honorable Siabi, you have a recommendation?
Thank you, Chair. I'm building on the input made by my colleague that I think in the report, SAPS indicated that the head training of with regards to vulnerable group learning program. Now, my recommendation would be that they provide a report on the number of trainees. I think it's more related to what Honorable Ter Blanche is saying. Secondly, Chair, one would, I know their report says they are not trained as specialists in the area of mental health, but one would recommend that maybe there's a need for a collaboration with psychiatrists and professional mental health care workers. If that collaboration is in place, I think it will really assist. And lastly, Chair, if you allow, I would then, the report says they've reviewed the standing orders in line with the Mental Health Care Act, if I listen to the report correctly. Maybe as a committee, if we were to recommend that SAPS provide us with such a copy of the reviewed standing order on Mental Health Care Act to indicate that to indicate whether this has been upgraded to national instruction as per the direction from the investigation. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Siabi. The Secretariat, are you capturing those recommendations? Because I'll be asking you to read it. Honorable members, do I have further recommendations? If none, Secretariat, could you read the recommendations to us now, which would include those ones of the Blanche and Shembeni, which I said should fall under this report. Dr. Kinnis, are you ready or do you need more time? Dr. Kinnis?
Yes. In terms of the resolutions that's proposed by the committee, the committee recommends that the SAPS and other relevant departments should have a workshop to determine how the findings in the reports will be taken forward, noting the responsibility of the police to protect people against themselves and to neutralize the threats. The committee recommends that the SAPS consider proper facilities, proper and suitable facilities to hold such individuals until they can be properly referred to mental institutions. Then the committee recommends that the SAPS addresses its huge training backlog and develops statistics from entries made in the occurrence books with these particular cases. And then on the school, the committee recommends that the SAPS reviews its MOU on safety on schools and reports its findings to the committee. And then we also have the following recommendations, that the SAPS provide a report on the number of trainees dealing with vulnerable individuals that have been trained. And that the committee recommends that the SAPS collaborates with professional healthcare workers to deal with the recommendations in the report. And then lastly, the committee recommends that the SAPS provide it with a copy of the reviewed standing orders, which is in line with the Mental Health Care Act. Lastly, Chair, Mr. Shembeni's, that the SAPS, the committee recommends that the SAPS investigate how SAPS members dealing with mental health care incidents are protected in terms of any risk to SAPS members. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, there you have the recommendations. Could I now understand if you are happy with the manner in which we captured your recommendations and have a proposal for adoption of the report and the recommendations?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Whoop.
I think the recommendations are well captured. I will therefore move that they be adopted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Whip. The Honourable Whip moves adoption of the report and the recommendations. Do I have a seconder?
Peacock seconds, yes, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Peacock. Seconds. Honourable members, I hope you realize what I'm doing. These are reports. I'm not now going to be entertaining discussions. I'm taking your discussions, your inputs, and making it recommendations to Parliament. So when it is in a recommendation or a resolution of the committee, the SAPs must respond and give us the information and the reports which we request. I'm now going to deal with the last report, which is the lack of school safety in schools for children with disabilities. Do I have any recommendations? The South African Human Rights Commission tabled a report, the report of the Northwest Provincial Investigative Hearing into the lack of safety and security in schools for children with disabilities. The hearing in Northwest found that there is a general lack of relationship between special schools and the departments such as SAPS to address issues of crime prevention, particularly the prevention of child abuse. Doc, there were recommendations on schools earlier. Did you capture those? And then I first take the end of the whip while you are capturing those recommendations. There were members who made recommendations on school safety. Please capture that. Honorable Whip.
Thank you, Chair. I think the just to address the findings that there is a lack of a relationship, one would recommend that SAP strives by all means to have that relationship, especially to address issues of crime prevention and child abuse in special schools. And my second recommendation would be that I'm not sure, it's just that we're not asking questions. I'm not sure whether SAPS is implementing the school safety strategy. And if so, what will be the impact? So my recommendation would be that subscribe by all means for full implementation of school safety strategy across all the schools in the country. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Whip. Could I add to that that the committee recommends that SAPS provides us with a detailed report on the status of implementation of the school safety strategy. Agreed? Honorable Whip, is that what I'm listening?
Yes, no problem.
I'm just polishing what you are recommending. The relationship with special schools, the school safety strategy, and then can they give us a detailed report on the status of the implementation of the school safety strategy?
Agreed.
Thank you. Do we have any further hands? Could we then also recommend, as Honorable Moss had also indicated, and all the other the members who participated said that SAP should take additional steps to address crime prevention issues at special schools. So it's not just the reports. They should also give us a plan for the further steps they are going to take and the additional steps that they are going to take when they prevent crime at special schools. And by crime, we mean drug abuse, gender-based violence. There are children at special schools who are raped, who are sodomized. And we, as a committee, have not really dealt with people who have special needs. And I think that it would soon be time that we do such a thorough item on the agenda of the committee. If I see no further hands, Dr. Kinnis, could you please give us yes, Honorable Majozi?
No, thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to the colleagues. I'm listening to what you are saying, and I'm not sure because it keeps on kicking me out. But if maybe members have contributed also on this one, that since we're dealing with mental cases, that what about those ones who are drug addicts and who have a problem now of being mentally disabled? That are we not also including them maybe to say how then can SAPS deal with them? Because there are cases where in houses, you'll find that this one who has been doing drugs is now not mentally stable and is abusing everyone at home. And when police come, the problem is that they will tell you there's nothing that they can do because this person has not, if they have not committed any crime, they can't take them in. And but you can see that this person is not okay and people are in danger. So I'm not sure how can we add on that one in terms of drug addicts and stuff so that we, maybe it's on health department, yes, but also when families are abused, obviously the first call will be on police and to get help on them. And if they can't, then Department of Health processes and so forth. So I'm not sure how can we include that as well, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Majozi, for that input. I've noted that that you have been kicked in and out. And I think, Honorable Members, if you do have challenges with your network or so, we will indicate it in the minutes so that you are not marked as being absent in the meeting or joining the meeting late. Could I ask that SAPS responds to this question of Honorable Majozi, please? Dem? Is it General Sotole?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I think SAPS is providing a secondary and complementary function on this particular aspect to both Department of Education and Health. There's provision in our plan, like for instance, in order for us to operationalize school safety, we came up with various programs, but one of them is a school-based crime prevention program. And that particular program is implemented, but it can be extended even to special schools. But when it comes to the question of drug addict, the support is provided to mentally disturbed, which that is a patient. But it doesn't make a difference, Chair. Once the person is mentally disturbed, it will not matter how or what brought about the state of mental disturbance. But we will be handling the case as a mentally disturbed case. But what we will need to be taking further up is with the Department of Justice and also including correctional services, because the current legislation, yes, will not provide for the detention of those particular people because they've obviously did not commit any crime, but we need to keep them for the safety of the others. But there's other challenges which we must take up with both justice and correctional services. Like, for instance, the detention facilities are overcrowded at the present moment. So you can't keep them with other people. So we will then extend on our consultation in terms of implementing this particular plan. But I think we'll also like to close the gap with communities through the community policing strategy, so that we work together with them. We work together with Department of Health. We work together with Department of Education. So that's how we will deal with this aspect. And the way it brings in drugs will also bring in social development. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for that detailed explanation, General Sotole. Dr. Kinis, could you now give me an update on our resolutions? Could you read our resolutions and our recommendations, please? Could you include the recommendation of Honorable Majozi?
Thank you, Chair. We recommend, the committee recommends that such attempts to develop relations with such special schools to prevent abuse and violence in schools for children with disabilities. The committee recommends that the SAPS fully implement the school safety strategy and extend it to schools with children with disabilities. And then the committee recommends that the SAPS provides a detailed report on the implementation of the school safety strategy. Sorry, I've already said that. And that the committee recommends that the SAPS should take additional steps for crime prevention and safety at special schools. And then to include the last one, that the SAPS, in view of what the National Commission has now also responded, that the SAPS extends its consultation with the Department of Justice and Correctional Services with a view of closing the gap the community policing strategy and to consider accommodation for mentally disturbed individuals. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kinis. I think that pretty much captured our recommendations. Do I have any amendments? Are you happy, Honourable Members? I don't see any hands, so could I then have a proposal for adoption of the recommendations and the report? Dr. Kinis, you can switch off your mic.
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
And the recommendations.
Yes, Chairperson, and the recommendations.
Thank you. Honorable Majozi moves for the adoption of the report and the recommendations. Do I have a seconder? Honorable Siabi.
I second the adoption, Chair.
Honorable Siabi seconds the adoption of the report and the recommendations. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We are very busy today. It now takes us to our BRRR reports. We'll start by the BRRR report on SAPS. The Secretariat, could you flag that report and the recommendations which were made by the committee? Honourable Members, are we on the same page now? Dr. General Tablanche, are we on the same page?
Chairperson, yes, I see the report in front of me. It's displayed here on my screen, so I'm with you. Thank you.
Too happy. We are busy with a BRRR report on SAPS. Yes, all members, are you with me? I don't.
Yes, see Chair, we are with you, Chair.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Peacock. If you have any corrections, you have an opportunity to raise your hand. If you have objections or corrections, please raise your hand. I'm now on page 3. Could I go to page 4, 5? Honorable Members, you had these reports. I hope you read them. If you have corrections, where is Honorable Whitfield? He's too quiet today. Is he still here? Honorable Whitfield, are you still here?
I'm here, Chair.
But why are you so quiet today? Honorable Whitfield, I see you were happy with the Central Firearms Amendment Bill.
What is the Central Firearms Amendment
Bill? No, sorry. The one that we did last week.
Yes, not we were all very, I think the committee was unanimous.
Yes, we were unanimous on that. I think it was a very good move. Eh? They should first go and do their work and come back to us. Honorable members, I'm now on page 17. Do I have the recommendations? Page 17, page 18. So the Firearms Control Amendment Bill must come back to us. Could we have the next one, next page? There was a long report you all read it. I know if Honorable Whitfield has problems, he'll indicate. And the Blanche and Shembeni. Could I go to the recommendations, please? Could you move down? I'd like to read the recommendations. Start by number one. Honorable members, if you do not agree with these recommendations, please indicate. Congratulate SAPS for the audit outcome. Recommends that SAPS give urgent attention to implementing the Auditor General's recommendations. Recommends that SAPS addresses the root causes of its irregular expenditure, that SAPS puts plans in place to fix the problems in supply chain management, that SAPS management urgently addresses the root cause of underspending. Seems as if you're going to underspend again this year. DM, please note, DM, that I'm concerned.
Please note that I'm concerned
that you're going to underspend.
Oh, okay, noted.
Can you please, General Rita, I'm concerned that you're going to underspend. See, I'm going to fight you and General Zuma again in this meeting. You now just have your compliments here. General, I see Honorable Whitfield's hand up. You may continue, Honorable Whitfield.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Whitfield, is it your connection or mine?
Recommendation 8, Chair, if I may, the committee.
Yes.
It could be mine, is that better? The forensic science laboratories in terms of processes of clearing firearm license application backlogs. That cannot be correct.
Could you propose the changes there and make the changes, Dr. Kinnis? Propose your changes.
Honorable Whitfield is correct. It should be the DNA backlogs. Sorry, Chair.
Yes. Could you correct that, Dr. Kinnis?
Sorry, Chair, I'm using hard copy, so I...
All right, no problem, but it will be corrected, Honorable Whitfield. Could we go to 9? Whitfield, do you still have your hand up?
No, Chair, apologies, I'll take it down.
10? 11? 12? Honorable Whip, are you happy?
I'm still fine, Chair.
Thank you. Implementation of the reinvestigation of all IPID recommendations and discipline members and managers who should be disciplined, fails to implement output sanctions and routinely ignore recommendations for disciplining its members. Can you, Doc, can you please send this to Viewfinder? There's a journalist from Viewfinder. Send him a letter with my signature that we will look at the IPET recommendations. Will you prepare me that letter, please, Dr. Kinnis?
We'll do, Chief. Thanks.
I think his name is Daniil, the journalist.
Yes, Chief, we'll look it up. Thanks.
All right. There's the conclusion. Could you show us the conclusion, please?
Yes.
Honorable Whitfield, yes. Is that you?
Yes, Chair. Apologies to take you back. It's just a potential rephrasing of recommendation 9, that instead of recommending that SAP stops the process of non-compliance, perhaps we could say that the committee recommends that SAP immediately complies with court orders in the civil claims relating to the firearms environment. So it's simply a restructuring with the same intention, but it makes it clear that we expect them to comply with the court orders in the civil claims relating to the firearms environment.
Got that, Chief?
Whitfield, we've got that. Could I have a proposal, if any member you still have corrections or additions? Honourable members, do you have any additions to the recommendations which we have not captured? What will you hand up again?
Apologies, Chair.
All right. Any other members? I hope we've captured all your recommendations. Honourable Tablanche, have you captured your recommendations?
Chairperson, I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you. Honourable, let me see, Majozi. Honourable Majozi, she's still here?
Yes, Chairperson, I'm here. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shembeni?
Yes, Chairperson, I'm up to so happy? Far. I'm fine. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Peacock?
Hey, Chairperson?
Yes.
Well done, and if everything is okay, I'm covered.
Thank you, Honorable Peacock. Amos?
I'm fine, Chairperson. Everything is being kept, so even the thing on the issue of what Winfield have maybe restructured on the issue of the firearms, because yesterday he talked about it in his speech in Parliament.
Honorable members, I hope that you do realize that I listen to your speeches and that we try and capture all the inputs that you do make, irrespective of which political party you belong to. Honorable Molekwa? Molekwa? I think we've lost Molekwa. Honorable members, I think that allows us to say that we have unanimously approved the BRRR report for SAPS with the recommendations. Do I have a proposal for adoption?
Chairperson.
Aye.
Honorable Siabi.
On recommendation 11, I just want to make sure that the name is correct. Advocate Malisela. Mali. Is it not Male? I'm not sure.
Honorable Shembeni, please help us. Thank you, Whoop. Shembeni?
Chair, this advocate is written to the committee, so I will check and I'll take his name from Awi's sent it to us. Thank you.
We'll double check that one, Honorable Whoop. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Any other corrections? If not, do I have a proposal for adoption?
I propose for the adoption, Chair.
Peacock proposes adoption. Seconder?
I propose to second the Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Moss. That takes me now to the next BRRR report. Which one do you have ready for us, Doc? Which is your next report that I see? IPED, honorable members, are you all with me? The BRRR report of the Portfolio Committee of Police on the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, performance for the 2021 financial year, dated 1st December 2021. I so put it before the committee. Any changes, you may go down. Page one, page two. You will stop me if you have corrections or questions or any additions. If we have not captured your comments or your inputs, honorable colleagues, your presentations, your inputs are carefully minuted and recorded. And we try to ensure that we have captured your comments, your debates, and your inputs, irrespective of which political party you belong to. We have ensured that there's a professional response. Honorable Whitfield, your hand is up.
Yes, thanks, Chair. On page 17. Under the Colonel Kinnear matter.
Yes.
The committee noted media reports that the IPED handed a 61-page report on the death of Colonel Kinnear, and then it continues. To whom was that report handed? It's an incomplete sentence.
Thank you, Chairperson. We will just look at this report. According to media reports on the death of Colonel Kinnear, Chair, I must just check the minutes of the meeting. I must check the records so that I can complete that sentence. Thank you to Honourable Whitfield for indicating that. Thanks, Chair.
Next. Thank you, Honourable Whitfield. You're giving me recommendation three. Could you give me two, please? Could you give me there? Recommendation two, IPED management team. Three, IPED to secure independent technical reports. Four, National Treasury making funds available for this to happen. Five.
Jefferson.
Yes, Honourable Whitfield.
Just on recommendation three,
yes.
It's just the manner in which it's written is not exactly a recommendation. I would propose that the recommendation three reads as follows. The committee recommends that the IPED report back to the committee on its plans to secure independent technical reports, etc. And therefore, it will become a more meaningful recommendation than simply welcoming their intent. It will force them back to the committee to report on their progress.
Do you agree with that changes, honorable members?
Yes, Chair. Agreed.
Thank you, Honorable Whip. Could I go to five? Recommendation five. concludes the MOU with Justice. 6, develops a plan and provides monthly reports. 7, death of Colonel Kinnear. 8, reopen cases. This was also raised by Honorable Shembeni. Impact indicators. And finally, reviews the increase in civil claims. Have we captured all your recommendations? Do you have anything else to add, Honorable Members?
Chairperson?
Yes. Honorable Siabi?
Recommendation 10. The committee recommends that IPED reviews the increase in civil claims. Maybe if one was to expand a bit, just to have a better understanding. I don't know whether you can do that, Chair.
Continue, Honorable Siavi.
No. I'm saying I'm a bit...
Yes, that one looks a little bit clumsy. Doc, the committee recommends that the IPED reduce the increase in civil claims. Can you just include a little bit more detail there, Doc?
Chair, this was a matter, I'm just checking, that was raised by Honorable Ter Blanche when he responded to the questions, to the presentation. And he indicated that there was a significant increase in civil claims and that ought to be addressed. There was no further details provided, Chair. I mean, but we can try and fix it up from our side. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Ter Blanche, do you want this as a recommendation or can we remove it?
Chairperson, I regard it as rather important because, you know, that's quite worrisome that it's increasing to the extent that it does.
Would we agree, committee, that Honorable Ter Blanche will assist the Secretariat in phrasing Recommendation 10? Thank you, Honorable Wip, for bringing that to our attention. Honorable Ter Blanche, Dr. Kinnis, were those amendments? Any other amendments? Further amendments? Corrections? Honourable Members, I see Honourable Whitfield.
Sorry, Chair, I'm a repeat offender. I'll take it down.
Yes, you must be investigated by IPED.
Chair?
Yes?
If I may, Chair, I've just checked the notes on the Executive Director responding and... the executive director did tell the committee that IPED handed in the 61-page report in terms of Colonel Kinnear's death. She didn't say to whom that was handed in. So if any committee member can help me, I really would appreciate that. Otherwise, we'll have to refer to it before we finalize. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. Before you finalize, could you get that input? The executive director, DM, we will. Can you help us just get that information? General Satole, we don't want you to get involved because it's IPED. Honorable members, if you have no further corrections or no further inputs, I put the report, the BRRR report, on the Portfolio Committee of Police, on the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, the BRRR report of 2020-2021. It serves before you. Do I have a proposal for the recommendation and approval of the report, the BRRR report on IPED and our recommendations? I put it to you. Do I have an approval?
We move, Chair.
The Honourable Whip moves adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Peacock seconds.
Honourable Peacock seconds. That concludes the business of IPED. Could we take the Civilian Secretariat now, please? The Civilian Secretariat report, the BRRR report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on the Civilian Secretariat for Police performance for the 2020-2021 financial year. dated 1st December 2021. The report is presented to you. If you have any corrections, you can indicate the page and the correction you wish to make. You can indicate the paragraph and the correction you wish to make. If there's any specific paragraph which you wish to correct, any additions you wish to make, we have had the report well in advance. Could I go to the recommendations, please?
Yeah, I'm just struggling with my... Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, I can hear you.
Chairperson, just in terms, are we dealing now with the Civilian Secretariat?
Yes.
All right. If you could just give me one moment. I've got corrections, if I may, Chair.
Yes, I've asked you now. Please give your corrections, Honourable Whitfield.
All right. On page 16, under disciplinary recommendations.
Go to page 16, please. Page 16. Where are you now? Wait, where do you want to go, Whitfield?
Disciplinary recommendations.
Do we have that, please? There? Honourable Whitfield, there you have it.
Thank you. In the second line, it refers to on the implementation of policy disciplinary recommendations. I just needed clarity if that's police disciplinary recommendations or whether the word policy is in fact correctly placed. It doesn't seem to make sense. Has made any policy recommendations on the implementation of policy disciplinary recommendations? It could perhaps be removed.
Okay. Yes, Dr. Kinnis?
It should be police. Mr. Whitfield is correct. Thanks.
Yes, Honourable Whitfield. Next, Honourable Whitfield, do you have any other corrections?
Yes, Chair, thank you. On page 18, IPED Amendment Bill.
Page 18.
May I proceed, Chair?
Yes, you may.
In the last sentence, it was the view of the committee that the mandate and independence of the IPED must be expanded. So this is a substantive amendment there that I'm recommending, that we include the word, not just that the mandate, but also the independence of the IPED must be expanded. And then I propose, Chair, that we include a very specific point which I made in the committee, which is specific, the following words, open quote, specifically by giving Parliament more oversight and authority regarding the appointment of the executive director. So the entire final sentence, Chair, if I may read it, would read as follows. It was the view of the committee that the mandate and independence of the IPED must be expanded, comma, specifically by giving Parliament more oversight and authority regarding the appointment of the executive director. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Whitfield. I'm requesting further corrections or inputs. Honourable Whip.
No, I'm fine, Chair.
Honourable Shembeni.
I'm fine, Chairperson.
Thank you. Could I go to the recommendations, Honourable Majozi? Honourable Majozi, is she still here? She's having network.
I'm here, Chairperson. I'm struggling with unmute.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a load shedding, so I'm trying to find a spot and then, yeah. But I'm fine with the report, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Recommendations? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm looking for 5.
What is M6, Chair?
M6.
What is that?
Disappeared. Sorry, Honorable Member, 6 disappeared. Doc, what was 6?
Chair, this is a formatting problem. It's my mistake, so I'm sorry. It shouldn't be 6. I'll reformat all of it. Thank you, Chair. Right. So there will only be, let me just count at the end. There will only be 11 recommendations, Chair. Thanks. Sorry about that.
Now we have 11. All right, 10, 11. Oh, but Doc, now you've got, yes. 11 is the last one. Any corrections? Honorable Member, yes, Whitfield?
Chair, I wanted to establish whether we could add possibly two recommendations. The one referring to the IPED Amendment Bill, the comments are now captured, so that is not necessarily, but I would like to propose nonetheless for the committee to consider that the committee recommends that the Civilian Secretariat ensure that the draft IPED Amendment Bill include a more transparent process for the appointment of the Executive Director of IPED, which includes a meaningful role for Parliament. And this just really firms up our discussions in the form of a recommendation. And then, Chair, a proposal for a second recommendation also to firm up our consensus on the Firearms Control Amendment Bill. I would propose that the committee recommends that the Civilian Secretariat take the Firearms Control Amendment Bill back for broader consultation and prioritizes the SAPS Amendment Bill, IPED Bill, and the Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Bill, as we'd agreed to. Just some suggestions, Chair. Thank you.
Agreed, Honorable Members.
Chair.
I do not think we can have Honorable Members. Do you agree before I take Dr. Kenneth?
Yes, Chair.
All right, Dr. Kenneth.
Chair, can I get that wording from Honorable Whitfield? If you can WhatsApp it to me or send it to me so that it can include it. Thank you.
Honorable Whitfield, could you email that and we'll include it in our recommendations?
Yes, Chair. Thank you.
Any further corrections? Additions? Honorable Members, do we propose adoption? Honourable Members, do we propose adoption with those corrections?
Chairperson, I propose that we must adopt the recommendations in the report.
Report and recommendations, proposal for adoption by Honourable Moss. Do I have a seconder?
Peacock seconds, Chair.
Peacock seconds. Any political party on the SAPS BRRR report, do you reserve your rights? On SAPS report?
The EFF reserve. I reserve my right, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Whitfield?
Yes, ma'am.
You reserve your rights? EA reserves its rights? Honorable Whitfield?
Yes, Chair.
Right, that is the one on SAPS. Could I have the next one on the Civilian Secretariat? Do you reserve your rights?
Yes, Chair, the DA does.
EFF?
Yes, Chair.
Freedom Front is not here. IFP? Can we find out from Honorable Majosi?
Oh, fine, Chairperson.
You are not reserving rights?
No, I'm not reserving any rights.
All right.
Yeah,
all,
by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. We are on our last report. It is with CIRA, the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority, the BRRR report, performance report for the 2020-2021 financial year. Could you please indicate if you have any corrections or additions? Honorable Members? Babawa, can you do the CIRA report, please? Honorable members, so you are not objecting to the report, you are just reserving your rights. I haven't had a single member objecting to the report.
That's correct.
Now, yes, you are reserving your rights. Committee recommendations. Do you have any problems with the recommendations, Honorable Shembeni?
Still checking, sir.
Honorable Whoop? Honorable Whoop, do you have any problems with the recommendations? Would you like to add or correct?
Not for now, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Whoop. Honorable Majozi? Honorable Majozi, do you have any problems with the recommendations?
No, I don't have, Chairperson. I went through them. I'm fine with the recommendations.
Thank you. Ter Blanche and Whitfield, changes, additions, corrections?
Yes, Chair.
You may continue, Whitfield.
Thank you, Chair. In recommendation one, I would simply include the intention of the recommendation, which was to get an explanation from the minister with respect to his delay in appointing the board members. So the recommendation is fine, that he should comply with the legislative framework when appointing the Sierra Council members, and that he should explain to the committee his delay in appointing the board members. That would be my minor amendment that I would make.
Agreed. Any further amendments, additions? Honorable Ter Blanche?
Chairperson, I don't have anything to add.
Thank you. Honorable Moss?
I don't have to. I'm fine.
Good. Peacock?
Recommendation well captured, Chair. So I don't have any additions.
Thank you. Molekwa? Any further recommendations which you need me to add? Patrain? If not, honorable members, could I have a proposal for the adoption of the report and the recommendations?
Before that, Chair.
Yes, honorable Shembeni?
No, it's Siabi.
Oh, Siabi, sorry.
Before that, on recommendation number one, after Honorable Whitfield made an amendment, I don't know whether it will be correct to stick with the last word, that the delay of appointing board members should not occur again. I would propose that, unless somebody convinces me, I'll propose that we remove that part, because if we say it should comply with legislative framework, and if in any case, if there's a delay, that delay must be explained. To me, is enough. I don't know. Otherwise, I see that as tautology.
Agreed?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Honorable members, am I audible or am I breaking up?
You're audible, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members, were those corrections? Do I have a proposal now for adoption?
I propose for adoption, Chair.
Peacock proposes adoption. Do I have a seconder?
Moss seconded, Chair.
Seconded by Moss. Honorable members, do you reserve your rights? DA?
Yes, Chair, we reserve our right.
EFF?
Yes, Chairperson, I reserve my rights.
And then IFP? IFP?
No
rights reserved. Honorable members, congratulations. I have not received any objections to any reports to the staff, to the WIP, and to the all the members. Thank you very much for your participation and your hard work. Honourable members, there's quite some work that goes on behind the scenes. It has not been easy to always capture everything, and we have really tried. We sent the reports to members. You would have seen that we sent the reports, we made corrections, we sent you the updated one with the corrections. So when you do send us inputs, I hope you realize that we capture those inputs you send us. I would urge members to continue sending us inputs after they have their presentations or the minutes. It facilitates the staff and the work, the administrative work we do before we do present to you in the committee. I would like to congratulate and commend the staff. Last week I mentioned them by name. I think I forgot Mr. Lobby. And also I forgot our, I'm not sure, yes, I did thank our researcher. I also want to thank our spokesperson, and the spokesperson captures all our inputs when he does our press releases. Malatswa, thank you very much. So Malatswa and Mr. Lobby, I'm apologizing for getting you last week. I think I've mentioned all of you now by name. They really do work hard. I know, colleagues, it's not very easy to work with me every day. Could we also write a letter of appreciation? I think all the parliamentary legal services, this committee has requested their assistance, and we've received professional work. It has really, really been amazing to work with them. I request information, and in less than 24 hours, they'll send it and refer it back to me. Honorable members, that takes care of all our BRRR reports. WIP, thank you very much for your guidance. It has been very informative and much easier working with you as our WIP. And I really would like to honor you, as well as the leaders of all the political parties who are represented as shadow ministers or whatever you want to call yourself. I respect whatever positions you call yourself. It has been an honor working with you on these BRRR reports. It is now our responsibility to ensure that all these recommendations are covered. And as the Honorable Whip has stated, we will then have to have, when we do our minutes, we'll record what you've responded to and what you have not responded to. I hope you have taken note of that. Honorable Deputy Minister, could you convey that to the Minister? Could you convey that in the form of a letter by the Chair to the Minister and to the National Commissioner? Dr. Guinness, could you write that letter for me, please? Could you draft the letter for my perusal?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable members, that takes us to the last item of today, which would be the terms of reference for the parliamentary inquiry. Do we have those terms of reference? Dr. Kinnis?
See, we do have it. I don't have hosting rights. So if somebody can give me hosting rights, I'll just put it up, if you don't mind, Chair. So if Babawa can just give me hosting rights, I'll be able to do that.
Honourable members, before we start these terms of reference, I had a number of members calling me about this. Honourable Siabi?
Oh, thanks, Chair. Sorry, I didn't want to disrupt you. You are smooth sailing. I was wondering, I can see the terms of reference, but I was wondering whether we'll be doing justice. I understand in this case, the president is appointing an independent panel to investigate. Human Rights Commission is busy with the investigation, and we're expected to do an investigation as a committee. Is it not possible to wait for the two reports and then evaluate whether the two reports really captures our views before we can get into a decision of going on with the investigation. I'm just asking, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Siabi, for that proposal. Do I have any further comments? Honorable Siabi is proposing that we look at the Human Rights Commission investigation and the Presidential Committee of Inquiry. Honorable Whitfield, you have and then Shembeni. Whitfield and then Shembeni.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'm not fundamentally opposed to the suggestion, but I think we need to flesh out the suggestion by Honorable Siabe. And I would suggest that the principle of accountability insofar as Parliament is concerned is sacrosanct. I mean, we cannot abdicate our responsibilities to the executive, nor to a Chapter 9 institution when we are expected to hold the executive to account. So I think that in the perspective that the Honourable Member brings in terms of duplication, as well as information which may come to light which could inform an inquiry by the committee, I would accept that it would make sense to delay our process, as long as the committee remains resolute that we will conduct a process with respect to what transpired during the unrest, and that that process will be able to use the information that is available following the conclusion of the Human Rights Commission hearings, which should be presented to the committee, as well as any information which comes out from the independent task team appointed by the president. But it would be a very dangerous precedent to set for Parliament to abdicate its responsibility to hold the executive to account. And I think if we can agree that we will reconvene this discussion in the new year based on new information at hand from both of those investigations and hearings, then I would be happy to proceed to postpone.
Honourable Whitfield, I think that your views are not mutually exclusive. The human rights reports, as we did with the investigative reports on the status of mental health care in the Republic. So the Human Rights Commission report will come to the committee and it will then have to be discussed as a report with the recommendations. So the human rights investigative hearing will deliver recommendations. There will be a report, and that report will come to Parliament, and that report will have to be thoroughly interrogated by this committee. So it is not, if I've listened to Siabe correctly, it is not as if we are not going to do the investigation, but that we allow the independent inquiry of the President and the Human Rights Commission to continue, and then we subsequent to that, we then look at the recommendations which have been made. And this would then change the terms of reference as we have it right now. It would then have to be adjusted to what we are suggesting today. Honorable Siabe, have I understood you correctly before I take Shembeni?
Yes, Chair, and I agree with the views of Honorable Whitfield, that we should not abdicate our responsibility. I think we agree that let's delay until we get that information, then it will inform our way forward. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable members, I think we are not delaying or postponing. We are just processing the report. So in terms of the processes, we are confirming that the first process should be the Human Rights Commission, the independent committee from the President, and from that, it's a different process we are now proposing, not delaying and postponing, but processing it accordingly. Do you agree with me, Honorable Shembeni? It's not a delay, it's a process matter. So it's not postponement or delay. We are processing, we're waiting for Honorable members, it is important that you actually listen to the presentations at the Human Rights Commission. It's very interesting what those presentations are presenting to us. Honorable Shembeni.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm covered by Honorable Whitfield, as you said. Then we will have to wait and then for our turn so that we will take over. I was just listening to the witnesses and so on, that we might find that we have a duplication of witnesses and all that. But anyway, let's do it the right way. Thank you.
Honorable members, there we have it. We have a proposal by, could I agree in the following way, that we have a proposal by the Honorable Whip Siabe, and then it is seconded by Honorable Whitfield and Shembeni. Are we in agreement?
Yes, Chair.
So the
agree.
The terms of reference, Honorable Moss agrees. So the terms of reference would then be changed accordingly. Dr. Kinnis, could we also write a letter to the House Chairperson, indicated that the committee has unanimously taken this decision? Dr. Kinnis?
We'll do, Chair. Thanks. We'll do that.
That letter has to go to the Speaker and the House Chairperson. Am I right?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. I think we must send a letter to the WIP and to so that we all on board, the NCOP, Chair, I think Honorable Whip, do you agree that we send that letter so that we don't have any questions asked later, that it's put on record, Honorable Whip? Members, am I audible?
Yes, you are, Chair.
Honorable Whip, do you agree that I send the letters, correspondence to all the relevant people? Thank you, Whip.
Yes, Chair. Sorry, I have a connectivity problem. Yes, Chair. I agree.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Do we have, that brings me to the end of today's meeting. We have covered quite a lot today. Honorable Members, do you have any other business which you have to bring to my attention? Honorable de Blanche.
Chairperson, thank you. I just want to know, we discussed the other day the appointment of the critical infrastructure, and we haven't received any feedback yet. Is there any movement on that?
Honorable Deputy Minister and National Commissioner, could you please give me a report? Honorable Deputy Minister?
I think
Honorable,
we should be
able to. Deputy Minister, is that, could we please give it to you?
Yeah, I was saying, Chair, that we should be able to have the document sent to the Speaker and the Chair's office by end of business Friday.
Honorable Members, could we please indicate to the Minister that, and to the Deputy Minister, that we agreed last week already, Honorable Deputy Minister, that this matter would be finalized and brought to the committee this week. Honorable de Blanche is correct. We were supposed to get a response today. Honorable Shembeni?
It's a concern, Chair. I think I must raise it. The issue of the heists and the armed robberies, they seem to be increasing. I don't know whether our SAPS management has done something about that. Those cases are being reported now every day, whereby more than 20 armed robberies are involved in committing a crime at the very same time in one area. So I'm just checking with the National Commissioner, the Minister, if is there anything that they are doing, because I can see that these people are busy. It's towards Christmas. It means now we'll be seeing these things every day. Is there anything that they're doing to try and stop this thing? I think something harsher must be done. Thank you.
Honorable Shimveni, we are addressing that matter next week when we interrogate the annual crime statistics. National Commissioner, when you do our presentation on the annual crime statistics, could we please make a note of the question which has been raised by Honorable Shimveni? Honorable Deputy Minister, could you please indicate to the Minister that the committee is not very satisfied with the response, and that he had indicated last week that we would have a reply by today? Honorable Deputy Minister, could you please indicate to the Minister?
Noted, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any further comments you wish to make before I close the meeting? Shimbeni, is this an old end?
Chairperson?
Yes, Chair, I'm trying to lower it.
Thank you, Honorable Shimbeni. Honorable Moss, you have your hand up.
Chairperson, on the same breath, I want also to maybe when SAPS come maybe for the last meeting of the year 2021, maybe they must tell us or just brief us shortly what plans will they have for the season time, for the festival season time, because today is the 1st of December. And as Shimbeni was saying, things is going out of hand because people are taking chances when we come to the festival season and they're not obeying the law.
Honorable Moss, agreed. National Commissioner, you give us last next week, you'll give us your festive season program as you normally have it. It will be presented next week. Honorable Deputy Minister and National Commissioner, could we have the annual crime statistics well in advance so that we can analyze it and so that the members can look at it in detail? This time around, we are not going to accept that we receive crime statistics during the meeting. We want a thorough analysis of the annual crime statistics, please. Honorable Moss, thank you. Do you accept that it will be presented to you next week?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, honorable members. If you have no any other comments to make without any further other business, Deputy Minister, I'm sure you don't have any further comments to make.
Chair.
Yes, before Deputy Minister, Honorable Peacock.
Chair, what I want to say is that you always say thank you to everyone except you. I know that you won't be able to do it, but I would like to say thank you for your leadership, Chair, as you've handled the BRRR report and the leadership that you've been providing throughout the time when we started. So I really want to appreciate the effort that you do and commend how you've carried us, even though it was difficult, but you managed to do the best that you can. So I would like to say thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Peacock. I really appreciate it. And I really want to thank the members. I know that sometimes you are not very happy with how I chair the meeting. But we do discuss it and I do listen to you. So I hope there's been some improvement and that if you are still unhappy with the manner in which the committee is run, that now we do, you again, you do raise it with me. If you do not want to raise it directly with me, you do raise it with the whip. I do listen and the whip does listen. The WIP also, as you see, has been making very good suggestions for improvements. And I want to thank the WIP for the improvements he has suggested since he has joined this committee. Again, Honorable Deputy Minister, if you have nothing further to say, I then adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. The meeting has been closed. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Chairperson. A single mother of your
children. Thank you.